The Horse Fair features over 40 breeds. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox. Last week, the state's beef cattle were in the spotlight. This week, the equine.
Once a year, we have this event that allows all the breeds, all the disciplines to come in and showcase what they can do and showcase their product. It's not a horse show, although we do have a horse show on Sunday that's been kind of a fun thing for 4-H'ers and FFA kids.
That's Mike Moran, president of the Tennessee Horse Council, and they put on the annual Volunteer Horse Fair that begins today and runs through Sunday at the Williamson County Ag Expo Park.
Tennessee is the second highest populated horse state in the nation. We are second only to Texas. And a lot of people don't realize that, but we've got over 300,000 head of equine in this state. Very important to our economy. Brings in about $6.3 billion, that's billion with a B, dollars per year into the state economy.
And the Volunteer Horse Fair will feature several events for horse enthusiasts, including educational seminars, several specialized clinics, mounted demonstrations, competitive events, a parade of breeds, and the search for America's ultimate horse idol.
Some way or another, the horse industry affects about 45% of the industry in this state in one fashion or another.
Now, gates open this afternoon to the Volunteer Horse Fair with a special concert scheduled tonight. Events run all day tomorrow and Sunday at the Williamson County Ag Expo Park. Oh, a reminder that Sunday begins the week-long celebration of National Agriculture Week, a time to recognize the important contributions that our ag industry provides for all Americans. National Ag Day is celebrated on the first day of spring. That's next Wednesday, the 21st. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the Tennessee Radio Network.